Well, it is the most satisfying thing I've been reading up to now. I've been searching through the Tibetan books of the dead, but it wasn't enough. And this is beyond, it's really, it's complete, you know.
In your country, people would like it.
What?
In your country.
Oh, yes.
They would like these ideas.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, this is, I have such a keen interest in going to see what the situation is, because I haven't been to Venice.
Oh, Venice.
Yes. So it would be so fantastic to present them a platform of religion.
It is not
so lively.
Religion, of course it is religion.
Yes.
But the religion, as it is misunderstood, in European countries, the religion is a kind of faith, but it is not like that. It is science. It is fact. Religion, you have got some faith that may not be right, may be wrong. Just like the Christian religion, they have got faith in this way, that animal has no soul. Do you know that?
Yes.
That's not a fact.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do you agree or not?
I do.
Animal has soul.
Yes.
Why do they disagree that animal has no soul? What is the point? Why do they say?
Because they don't like to identify themselves with animals. And because if they admit that animals have a soul, then they have to identify. I mean, they are afraid of identifying with animals. They feel they are superior to animals. We are superior to animals indeed, but...
That is by intelligence.
What?
We are superior to animals.
Yes.
By superior intelligence.
Yes, of course.
Not by, just like a human child. His father is superior than the child, because the father has got superior intelligence.
Yes.
Not that the child has no soul.
Yes.
The child talks so many nonsense things, but we take it after the child. Nobody cares whether it is symmetrical or not, because his intelligence is not developed.
Yes.
So, even the animals have no developed intelligence, that does not mean it has no soul.
Fantastic.
Yes. The evolution of different types of body means evolution of intelligence. Just like a flower in the bud stage. The flower is there, but the fragrance and the beauty has not yet developed. So unless the things are there, how it can develop? Similarly, the soul is there in every living entity. But according to the development of the body, evolution of the body, the intelligence becomes manifest. Otherwise, what is the meaning of education? Education means to develop the intelligence. That is education.
Well, are you thinking of formal education now?
Any education.
Yes, any education.
You train a child to the standard of that education and he will develop his intelligence.
Yes.
A child who does not know what is what, the father says, "This is, my dear child, it is watch. Once, twice, thrice, you call, watch, he learns. This is watch.
Yes.
Jai Ram. Hare Krishna. Doctor Sahib, kidhar gaya?
Aage
hai. One has to awaken the intelligence. So that supreme intelligence is Krishna consciousness. When one comes to the point of supreme intelligence, that is called Krishna consciousness. Just like a rose flower, when it comes to the full blooming stage, it is very beautiful, fragrant, like that. So when a living entity comes to the understanding of his constitutional position, what he is actually, and acts like that, that is called Krishna consciousness. And then it is full development. That is called Buddhi Yogam. Buddhi is there, intelligence is there. And when it is fully developed for understanding Krishna, that is called Buddhi Yogam.
Buddhi Yogam.
Yeah. Buddhi Yogam. In the Bhagavad Gita it is described. Buddhi Yogam Dadamitam. Jinamam Upajanti. Buddhi Yogam means the intelligence, but don't come near. The intelligence which gets the living entity back to home, back to God.
Yes.
That is called Buddhi Yoga. Any yoga system means connecting link with the Supreme. When he speak of Buddhi Yogam, that is the ultimate yoga. That is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Yoginam api sarvesam madgatantaram. All different types of yoga practice. The most important and topmost yoga practice is to think of Krishna always within oneself. That is being practiced. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
The topmost yoga system. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You are experienced. Try to understand the philosophy and give it to your country. Your country is a most important country in Europe.
Yes.
Roman civilization.
Yes.
Greek civilization, Roman civilization is the beginning of European civilization.
Yes.
So your position is very nice.
Well, yes. When I was a child, I was brought up to go to the mass every morning, and I used to answer in Latin, you know, and serve the priest.
Ah.
Yes, even twice a day,
yes,
until the age of 14, and every day to catechism. And then I left alone, you know, by my own will.
Yeah.
It would be fantastic to go back with the background of the knowledge of Krishna and talk to them about Krishna.
Yeah.
Yes.
Boy. He's going to develop our Italian center, Rome.
Oh. The personal and impersonal features of Krishna.
Yes.
Krishna being at the same time infinite expansion of energy and also being form. And also being form, a person.
Yeah,
not a person us.
Person.
Yes.
Originally, he's person.
But in the heart, you know.
That is another expansion of Krishna.
Another explanation.
another expansion.
Yes, another expansion. Oh, I see.
Localized.
Ah, localized, I see. That's it. But would you please tell me...
Just like the sun.
Yes.
Or the moon.
Yes.
There is the sun god or the moon god.
Yes.
Within the planet.
Yes.
That is the original.
Yes.
And then the sun globe,
yes,
that is localized.
Yes.
And then the sun sign and the moon sign. Hare Krishna, Aya. What is impersonal and personal?
Yes.
What is that? Repeat it, what I've said.
If I understand what is personal and impersonal.
Yes, what is that, personal and impersonal?
Is that Krishna also has a... is a person, is not only all pervading abstract energy.
He's all pervading.
Yes, yes, yeah. But he also is a person.
Not also, he's person. This all pervasive influence, all pervasive feature,
yes,
is his expansion of energy.
Yes.
The same example.
Yes, but
the sun sign is the expansion of energy of the sun globe.
Yes.
And the sun globe is the place for the sun god.
Yes.
The sun god is a person.
Yes.
And sun globe is the place where this sun god lives. And sun sign is the expansion of the energy of the sun. Try to understand it very, because this question is very complicated. People cannot understand. You try to understand it. God,
yes,
Krishna,
yes,
is originally a person.
Yes.
Brahmeti, Bhagavaniti. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan is just like, if you want to see the sun god, there is a person. It's known,
yes,
as, his name is also mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
Vivashyan. Imam Vivashyate Yugam Prastavanahamam. He's a person.
Yes.
Now, you cannot see the person so easily.
Yes, exactly. I wanted to ask you about, yeah, Krishna in the heart. Could you tell us something about his physiognomy? His physiognomy.
Yes, his physiognomy.
Yes.
Is Satchidananda Vigraha.
Yes.
That we can understand.
Yes.
Satchidananda.
Yes.
He is eternal.
Yes.
He is full of knowledge, and he is blissful. Satchidananda. Your body, my body, is just opposite. It is not eternal. It is temporary.
Yes, you're right.
And it is full of ignorance. Therefore, we require knowledge.
Yes.
Little level.
Yes.
So, this is full of ignorance. And there are so many miseries. So, Krishna hasn't got a body like this. Hare Krishna. Krishna, the body is Satchit Ananda Vigraha. So we can distinguish what is the Krishna's body and what is our body. Understand?
Yes.
Try to understand. What is the nature that is called spiritual body? So, we have got also similar body, but very small. Very small. That is covered by this material. And because in the spiritual body, I am person, I am not form. Therefore, the material elements have taken a form.
Yes.
Just like when your coat is made, It is made according to your body.
Yes.
Because you have got hand, so the coat has got a hand.
Yes.
But the hand of the coat is not real.
No.
The real hand is within the coat.
Yes.
Dehinasmin jathadihi, within.
Yes.
These foolish people, they do not understand. They take, this is hand.
Yes.
This is hand.
Yes.
He does not know that this hand is artificial outward.
Yes.
Real hand is within.
Yes.
This is their misconception. Try to understand. These are very important questions.
Yes.
Hare Krishna. Because within the court, the real man is there. Therefore, the dress has assumed two hands, two legs, one collar, like that.
Yes.
But this is false.
Yes.
Like dress.
Yes.
Real. Therefore, every living entity has got form. It is not formless. This less intelligent class of man, because they cannot see the form, it is so small.
Yes.
It is so small that if you divide the top portion of your hair,
yes,
into 10,000 parts.
Your one hair into 10,000 parts.
Huh?
What do you say?
The top portion, tip.
Yes.
Tip of the hair.
Yes.
This point. You divide it into 10,000 parts.
Yes.
And that one part is the form of the soul.
I see.
But and such minute, small, because they cannot see, they say it is nirakar.
Yes.
No, it is not here. It is there. Yes.
When we see Krishna in us, in our heart,
yeah,
the moment Krishna comes, the moment we put a link with him,
yeah, huh?
The moment that the link takes place with Krishna in our heart.
Yeah. Krishna is always within your heart.
Yes. But at the moment that ourselves, our soul opens itself and succeeds in putting a link with
him,
it is a matter of
feature.
Words. It is difficult to explain this.
Yeah. He cannot create God.
No, of course not.
These Mahavadi philosophers, they create God.
Yes, of course.
The anthropomorphism.
Of course.
What is that anthropomorphism?
To imagine that God has a form. Man imagines God, not that God exists originally. But
yeah.
Man imagines God based on his own form.
Anthropomorphism, it is God. They create a form.
Yes.
But that is not the fact.
No, of course.
God has his eternal form.
Yes.
That I explained.
Yes.
Satchitananda Vigraha.
Yes.
Vigraha means form.
Yes.
And it is Satchit Ananda. Means eternal, full of knowledge, and just like Krishna is speaking Bhagavad Gita, people are accepting, because that is real knowledge. Nobody reads other books so carefully.
Yes.
And this Bhagavad Gita is read all over the world. All big scholars, big philosophers, theologies, they read. Because that is real knowledge. That is the proof. It is real knowledge. Chit. Sat chit. And one who is giving real knowledge, it is natural conclusion, he has got eternal body. We cannot give real knowledge because we forget.
Yes.
As we change our body, we forget. Just like at night, We dream.
Yes.
But we forget the body, this body.
Yes.
In another body, we go to some dreamland.
Yes.
So because we change body, therefore we forget. And because Krishna is giving knowledge, perfect, past, present and future, therefore means that he has got eternal body. This is the proof. One should understand everything with logic.
Yes.
Is it not?
Yes.
We forget because we have no eternal body. Last birth, what I was, what you are, you have forgotten. Because change body.
Yes.
Death means forgetting. So, because Krishna is giving perfect knowledge of past, future and present, therefore it is to be understood that he has got eternal body. And eternal body means there is no misery. Misery means janma mrityu jara vyadhi. To take birth, to die, Hare Krishna. And to suffer from disease, to suffer from old age. These are the miseries. So because Krishna hasn't got this temporary body, therefore he is not suffering from these things. Therefore Krishna will see always young man.
Yes.
You'll never see Krishna's picture as old man, because his eternal body. This is the conclusion.
In our heart.
No, heart or not heart. Your heart or not heart. But Krishna's position is like that. He has got eternal body. He is blissful because there is no miseries. Temporary body means there is misery. So many miseries. At least these four miseries. Birth, death, old age and disease. So eternal body has no such miseries. Therefore it is blissful. Therefore, it is full of knowledge. See, as soon as you get your eternal body, which is already there within this temporary body, then you also become blissful and full of knowledge. That is oneness, one in quality. Krishna has got this body, eternal, blissful, full of knowledge. So when you get this body, then you are becoming equal in quality, not in quantity. Your question is answered?
Yes.
If you have got any doubt, you can still ask.
Maybe may I emphasize?
We have got your photo.
Yes.
So, yes. But the difference is that your photograph and you are different.
Yes.
Because the photograph is of the temporary body.
Yes.
Therefore it is not absolute.
Yes.
But Krishna being everything, Krishna's photograph is also Krishna.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Is it all right?
Yes.
Krishna is everything. So his photograph is also Krishna.
Yes.
Okay. It is not that foolish people, they worship a photograph. No. It is reality.
It is?
It is reality.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Krishna is everything. Can we explain? That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Who can explain? Explain? Yes. Because this material world means these elements, this earth, this water, then fire, then air, then sky. Five elements. So what are these elements? These elements are Krishna's energy.
Material energy.
Yes. And the living entities, they are also energy, spiritual energy. Two energies means it's like fire. Fire has got two energies, heat and light.
Yes.
Similarly, the whole creation is combination of Krishna's energy. Therefore, everything is Krishna. Is it not?
Yes.
Okay. It's like you take milk. From milk you prepare so many milk preparations.
Yes.
You prepare jugaad, you prepare ghee, you prepare rasagulla, you prepare barfi and so many other. But therefore actually all of them are milk.
Yes.
Okay. This is it. Under different combinations. In the milk, if you put some sour thing, it becomes sugar. But it is milk. And that sour thing also, which is put into the milk, that is also Krishna. Is originally person, try to understand. And all these energies are impersonal. It's like I am a person, you are a person. But when my temperature is impersonal. Is it not?
Yes.
I've got temperature. If you put thermometer, that is impersonal. So person is the origin and the impersonal temperature is the energy.
I see, yes. And the difference between the personalist, and the personalist is that the impersonalist does not believe.
No, believe you don't believe or not believe, doesn't matter.
Yes.
We are explaining science. If somebody says, no, there is no temperature, and that is foolishness. There is temperature. How can you say there is no temperature? Mm-hmm. There is temperature. Even you go to the water, there is temperature. Everywhere. Because the elements are all there. Bhumi, Rapa, Anara, Vayu, there. Beginning is the Akash, ether. The ether is in the air is in the fire. The fire is in the water, and the earth is in the water. This is this way. And the earth, you will find everything.
The earth.
You will find air, ether, water, fire, everything. When the final state, it is ether only.
Yes.
It's the original. So, suppose I am breathing, it is ethereal, but so many things are coming. If I am contaminated by touching my breathing, it will be contaminated and it will come out as disease.
Can you repeat, please?
Just like this breathing,
yes,
is ethereal.
Yes.
But if there is potency, there is potency. So, by being contaminated by my breathing, you become contaminated and it comes out again as disease.
Yes.
So the ethereal composition is the origin. Then gradually it develops. Ether into air, air into fire, fire into water, water into earth. Should have the gross thing. How the gross thing coming into existence from subtle things, they do not know it. That is less intelligent. They cannot think very, what is called, minutely.
And beyond Ida, Ida.
That's like the same example. The breathing is coming from a person.
Yes.
So breathing is impersonal, but it is coming from the person.
Yes.
Generally, originally, God is person.
Yes.
In Bhagavad Gita, everything is explained from me. I am the origin of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartate. How everything is coming from him. And if we understand how it is coming, then we have to accept that it is coming from the person, not from the impersonal. Impersonal is secondary manifestation of the person. Just like the fire. Fire is the origin. It has got a form, but secondary manifestation of the fire is heat and light. Not that.
The second manifestation of fire is
heat and light.
And
fire is the origin.
The origin.
Yes. That is form.
Yes.
That is not formless.
No, that's form.
Heat may be formless. Light may be formless, but fire is not formless. Okay? If you have got intelligence, then from the formless you can approach the form. Just like the sun shining is formless. If you have got power, go to the sun planet. And if you go to the sun planet, you'll see the sun god. But they cannot go, they cannot appreciate that there is a person who is known as sun god. But it is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, Imam Vivasati Yogam Prakramana. The name is also given. What is the name of that person?
Planet. Recently what we read from the papers. So far nobody tells us that there is a moon god over there. Although they have gone to a particular one place only or two. Three places only, not the whole one.
Yeah.
But still, nobody confirmed. Nobody is there.
But these bodies are imperfect. They are not perfect. The moon may not be exposed to them, these rascals. Because a king is not exposed to the ordinary man. Unless one is fit to see him, king is not exposed. And that doesn't mean there is no king. If some rascal says there is no president, there is no king, that is his rascaldom. Not that there is no king, no president. He cannot see. He has not that qualification. Is that correct? Yes. One who has no qualification, he says, because he could not see somebody, he says, there is no such existence. Is that good conclusion?
Good for the logic.
He is a rascal. He is not fit to be seen by the great personality. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Nāhaṁ prakāsa sarvasya yoga māyā samāvṛtaḥ. You cannot see the sun god. Doesn't mean there is no sun god. What is the value of your eyes? It is imperfect. You are seeing the sun just like a dish. But it is 1400,000 bigger than this earth. Can you see it? So what is the power of your seeing? Whatever you're seeing, that is defective. So don't be proud of seeing. What is your eyes? What is the value of your eyes? You cannot see even the eyelid. Can you see the eyelid? Although it is attached to your eyeball. So what is the power? Why you are so much proud of seeing? First of all, understand that I am so defective. I cannot see perfectly, properly. And you want to see God with these defective eyes?
Arjuna also said he cannot see the light, yes. The light only.
You are speaking with Krishna still. He said that I cannot see. That is a fact. Manganachurita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva vilokayanti. If he have got qualified eyes, he can see Krishna always, 24 hours. So you have to qualify, purify. Sarvapadhi vine. You are saying you are trying to see God as American, as Indian, as this and that. With that eyes you cannot see. When you are neither American, nor Indian, nor Brahman, nor Shudra, you are pure spirit, then you can see. They want to remain with this designation body and want to see God. That is not possible. To enter fire, you have to become fire. Otherwise, it will be not possible to enter fire. So without Brahma realization, you cannot understand what is Krishna. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. Water is the same. Quality is the same. It is salt. Salt. And the whole ocean is also salty. That is tattvamas. You are also salty, if I say. If the drop of the water, I say, that this is also salty. And that is tattvamas. Not that he has become the whole. See, this is askalda. Really, God create another ocean in the sky. Then you have God. When there is some tooth pain, you go to the doctor and you are God. You see how much nonsense there. As soon as there is tooth pain, oh, just now I am not God, I am patient. But these things are going on. I have seen so many gods. I have seen one, that doctor and me. When they have toothache, you see, see, philosophy, by misunderstanding, the whole world has become atheist. All rascals. Atheist means rascal number one, mura, asuri, bhavamasa. As soon as one becomes atheist, he is rascal number one.
What, just in the beginning, when they are in the Vaivaric world, even the atheist, then they are in the Vaivaric
world. They say that we have not seen God.
No, but they need support of God in the beginning. Without that, they cannot go to the
transcendental. That is all. Therefore, they are fools. They cannot become atheist. If somebody says that I do not believe in God, this saying will be stopped immediately by God. He cannot do anything. That is God. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Mittu sarva harasyaham. When God comes as Mittu, then all his talking is finished. I don't believe in God. God, there is no God. Finished. The control that death. Because death takes all your possession, your talking, your riches, your body, everything will be taken. Now, why do you allow to death overtake you? Why do you allow? If you are God, check it.
Yes, don't allow the death to come.
Yes. Then you are God.
This body is supposed to be supposed to die.
Why suppose? Why suppose? That is ignorance. Suppose, because he cannot do anything. He suppose.
But we say why? That this body is not
no.
Or permanent.
Permanent. But who has made is this? You have not made. You make a permanent body. Then you are God.
That nobody can do.
That is not God.
There is the existence
of God. You cannot do because there is higher power controlling. God means controller. He's controlling you. You cannot do that. Therefore, you are not God. There is superior controller, who does not allow you to do this. You have to abide by the laws. This is common sense reasoning. If you are being controlled, how you become God? God means the supreme controller. Is it all right? So long you will be controlled. You are not God. But where is the position that you are no more controlled? That position is never.
By nature, no doubt about it. Everybody is.
Nature, what is this nature? Nature is an agency of God by which he controls. That is nature. That I have got a stick, I can beat you. But this stick is not beating. I am beating. This is knowledge. And the rascal will think the stick is beating. What stick has got power?
Somebody is there.
Yeah, behind the stick there is my hand.
There is a media.
That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Mayat dhakse na prgiti shate sa characharam. Under my control, the nature is working. But these rascals, they do not know. They think nature is working automatically. Even then, if they accept, but they cannot control nature. Now, how is God? You control nature. Suppose behind the nature there is no God, all right, you control the nature. Suppose behind this stick, my hand is working, you cannot see my hand. But you control this stick, which is beating you, which is kicking you. Control that. So you cannot control anything and you have become God. Soham. Tattvamasi, these slogans, misuse. Simply misuse.
It's just something like a small degree
to
the people, all right, those who are coming.
Childish.
To
childish.
Yes,
therefore, they have been described as mura. Mura. Mura means a child, they are foolish. Namang duskitina mura. Prapadante narada. Nabi Jananti Prakriti Mahini Srita. Prakriti Mahini, what is that verse? Prakriti Mahini. Param Bhava Jananti Mama Bhuta Mahesha. Abu Jananti Mana Bhura Mana. Yes, Bhumi Rapan Analabhava. This water is Krishna's energy. So how can you refute it? Krishna says it is my energy.
Somebody's somebody's energy, that is definitely somebody is controlling it.
Not controlling.
You have to believe or imagine some entity, which may be Krishna.
Can you disbelieve? First of all, how can you disbelieve? Believe and not believe, that is another question. How you can, that this water has come from some source.
Right.
What is that source?
Some subtle energy.
By all logical research, we can come to Bhagavad Gita and find out Krishna is the only person in the whole world who says that this comes from me.
Water comes from your body, perspiration. So why not from Krishna's body? Simple reason.
on the Vigraha. Da produces water. An inanimate object, a small material thing, it produces water. And Krishna cannot produce such water. Explain, but because we do not go to the right teacher, we do not understand.
But
that is the difference.
Teachers give different interpretation of the same thing.
No, the same thing means he's a rascal teacher. He's not teacher, he's cheater. When a cheater takes the place of a teacher, he explains differently. And when a teacher is there, he will explain rightly. Oh, what is the difficulty? I have several times said, what is the difficulty to understand Bhagavad Gita? There is not a single line which is very difficult to understand. Just like Krishna, Krishna says, Imam Vivasati Yugam Pratavanaham. I first of all said this philosophy to Vivasan, the Sun God. So, what is the difficulty to understand this line? What is the difference? Why they say to interpret? Interpretation is required when there is no understanding. If the matter is clearly understood, why interpretation? This is Askelda. Everyone understands this is called glass. And what is the use of interpretation? Here is a glass. Everyone can understand our spectacle. No. This is meaning this. Why? If the thing is clearly understood, there is no question of interpretation he cannot give. Suppose if you go to the court, if the thing is clearly understood, that this man has committed this criminal activity, he should be punished. So what is the difficulty? He should be punished means not now, after 300 years he should be punished. Is that interpretation?
It's not like that.
He should be punished immediately. That's all.
The material thing we can see from by our
own eyes. You are material. You are not spiritual. You are a material fool. Why do you interpret foolishly?
There's no doubt about it.
Yes.
According to their brain and knowledge.
That means rubbish brain. Rubbish brain.
So there is a certain limit.
You go interpret and change the law.
That is
the whole thing. You go in the law court and interpret in your own way. Can you interpret in the law court? Sir, I have got a different interpretation. Get out. Get out, rascal, from this.
No, even the judges, sir, in the Supreme Court.
They
go after the interpretation. Extraordinarily,
when the meaning of the law is not very clear, that takes place. When the thing is very clear, there is no question of interpretation.
Why there is a fight? Because both the things, the lawyers take it in different way, and so they come to the judge.
That's right, but it's not different in such way that you call a spectacle is something else.
Bhagavad Gita is really...
Judge decides always
who
is
right.
Yeah.
But the same judge decides afterwards something else.
It is said clearly, Imam Vivasati Yugam Pratamar, I told this philosophy, to Bibhosa. Where is the difficulty to understand? Dharma Khetri, Kuru Khetri, Samavita, Yudhisthala. Dharma Khetri, Kuru Khetri, two parties willing to fight, they assemble. Where is the difficulty to understand? Why these rascals should interpret in a different way?
They are not interpreting that particular word.
There is nothing like Kurukshetra.
There is another group of people. There is their own brain creation. We should not believe them at all.
What right you have got to interpret?
Whatever it is there, say material thing, we should not interpret, and we cannot.
But you are after material. You are not spiritual. In order to get you on the spiritual platform, things are being spoken by Krishna.
And to understand something, yeah, we must have...
How we become all of a sudden spiritual?
That is the main thing.
Huh? What is the spiritual? You do not understand what is spiritual. And you say, it is spiritual.
So something which we cannot see by our own eyes, something which we cannot...
Then why do you interpret? If you cannot see in your own eyes, you are blind, why should you interpret?
It is what they are. They say that we
a blind man is interpreting? What is this nonsense?
It's just like Krishna says, I am here.
The blind man is just... Oh, the elephant is big, big pillar.
Same thing we'll say, the elephant is only trunk.
You see, this kind of interpretation, what is the meaning?
They don't have that complete view
if
of the
If you are blind, you accept that I am blind man, I cannot study what is this elephant. That is another, that is good.
That is what they say.
But you are blind, and by blind eyes, you know, oh, elephant is a pillar.
Somebody, some other blind will say the trunk.
Then so that blind man has no right to interpret. Right. That is the point.
He must have the samagra view.
Blind man, you are blind man, remain as a blind man. Don't talk nonsense. That is our protest. Why should you interpret? You are blind man.
They should not try to just create the meaning of it.
How do we tell the difference between a blind man and one who can
there anyone can understand. Any foolish man can understand. Here is a blind man, here is a man with eyes. It is not very easy. Why do you question? One cannot see, there is blind man. Everyone knows it.
The interpretation is just opposing Krishna. Krishna says, I am
That's
here.
All.
No opposition.
Yes, that is the main point. That is the main point. They kongso to kill Krishna. Let Krishna come out and I shall kill him. The kongso philosophy. All these askers,
nobody
they don't give
anybody.
Any importance to Krishna. All these things.
The Shankaracharya has written that Krishna has to come, no?
The Shankaracharya is not blind man.
He has written
but this. Those who are rascals, blind, why do they interpret? They should not interpret.
Mention Krishna.
Yes.
He's
coming from Europe. He's never mentioned. The only policy is how to kill Krishna.
You never mentioned name of the Krishna.
These important writers that have been read, who have been read throughout Europe,
who
France and England.
Yes, yes.
But it's no importance for the moment. They have never tried to give a lively idea of Krishna, the pastimes and the youthfulness and the liveliness of this. It's not given, and they would take. Yes, that's it. Yes.
Here is a foreign reader. He says the
Which book you read on
the Well, I've Gita. Read every book that can be available.
Have you read Radha Krishna on Bhagavad Gita?
He is first class impersonalist. He's a first-class blind man.
I know it, sir. There is no
first-class blind man.
No, but still, he appreciates Krishna. He has never told any...
I've read every translation can be found.
No, I read it. I studied it.
Apparently, he's a Brahmana, Hindu Brahmana. How you can defy Krishna? That is not possible.
That is what I say. On the contrary, he is also a bhakta of Krishna, but he says that after, say, bhakti, devotion...
Who?
Radha Krishna. Dr. Radha Krishna.
Radha Krishna. I don't know. President of India.
His book
but
are rejected.
Known in
rejection is a different thing.
Our book is there in London.
Yes.
Like
his books are rejected.
No, formally it was.
He has written from a different point of view. We write our.
And why? What is right? That is the problem.
You are putting your idea. That is a bad idea.
That is why you should put a different point of view.
Point. That is a difficulty.
That's like Radha Krishna saying, Manmana Bhavamad Bhaktamad Jaji. It is not to Krishna the person. This is how much rascal done. Krishna says, you become my devotee, and he is interpreted. It is not to Krishna the person. Yes.
Krishna said, surrender everything, that's all.
Don't put apna masala.
And they say, no, do your
Krishna thing. Says that you surrender. He says, it is not to Krishna. Just see how much rascal he is. And if I say, then people will be angry. If I say rascal, rascal,
if they become angry, then these are foolishness. Why should they?
So you actually mean to say that these people who have been writing from taking special from Bhagavad Gita and explaining Bhagavad Gita and some of other Vedic scriptures, do you think that the fact that they didn't mention, I've been thinking that maybe they're not talking about, they don't talk about Krishna, just to say maybe they might have thought, well, people don't know who is Krishna and therefore I only say God.
Hmm. Why? Krishna is there.
Or do you think that there was a purpose in there? Or
purpose, yes.
Or their mind, or
not to give importance to Krishna. That is going on.
Self only. Self only. This is nothing but a self.
That rascal dharma is going on. And our society is protesting. Therefore, we are enemy of everyone. Because we are protesting against this.
Yes.
But you cannot do this. Mm-hmm. You cannot. As soon as say, why you are decrying, he is also incarnation of God. What plans of God? A rascal who shall accept incarnation of God. See? I am not so fool. Krishna says that, what is that? Kamastasthi hitogyana jajante anna devata. A person who is lost of his intelligence, he worships demigod. And a person worshipping a demigod, he became God. You see? He's a nonsense, nashtabuddha, because he is worshipping demigod. And by worshipping demigod, he became God. Where is this? In this shastra? This rascal demigod is going on. First of all, anyone who worships a demigod is a rascal. And it is advertised by worshipping such and such demigod, a rascal has become God. And we have to accept that. We are not so foolish. First of all, he is a rascal. He has no knowledge. And one who has no knowledge and rascal, and he has become God. We have to accept that.
When the people do not find any difference
between
God and
demigod. Why? That is rascal dharma.
That is what I say, but in the ultimate.
That is rascal dharma. That is rascal dharma. If you do not find any difference between me and my disciple, then you are foolish man.
So first of all, in the beginning, everybody is foolish.
Yeah.
We are born foolish.
Well, born foolish that he has to become intelligent. But when he talks foolishly, he remains foolish.
So far, he is not enlightened.
If he talks foolishly, that means he is still foolish. He has not attained any knowledge.
But after getting the knowledge,
then if he talks foolishly,
after getting the knowledge, then knowledge means when we completely know that Supreme Personality is Lord Krishna.
Yeah.
Then it is all right.
Yeah.
But when those who have got no knowledge about all these things, so they must be worshipping some devi.
Why they take the position of a teacher?
So long as
they should not take
the
position of a teacher, they should remain foolish. That I have still to learn.
That is exciting. They should not say that I have already perfect. That is the thing. They should not claim like that.
And that is our protest. That you are a foolish. Why you are taking the position of a teacher? You are foolish. You are rascal. You don't take the position of a teacher, then you are a cheater. First of all, make your life. Just Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Janma sarthak kari karo paropokar. First of all, make your life successful. Then you become teacher, paropokar. You are a fool number one and you are going to make paropokar. Garidra Narayan. When they take the position of teacher, they not only do harm to themselves, but to others. So our protest is that you are a fool, rascal, you go to hell. Why you induce others to go to hell?
They want some companions.
Huh?
No, that is...
Why? This is very dangerous.
If
I know that I am blind, why should I ask other blind men, I'd like to come behind me. I shall cross the ocean. Why is this? Cheating. You say that I am blind man. You are also blind man. So I cannot guide you. That is sincerity. That is sincerity. very much bewildered all over the world due to this rascal philosophy that a blind man leading other blind. So they should be delivered from this gross ignorance. But we are being led by Krishna, who has got realized that we are safe.
Today's world, unless they see the particular person.
They cannot see. He's blind. How he can
very
see?
It's difficult to believe it, no?
Believe or don't believe.
So we have
that
to
is another
just
thing.
Have a spiritual eyes or something which is beyond our physical body. And so, why we are drowsing or say why we are just galloping in a different way, because everybody says it is beyond your control.
So you require the help of a man who has got eyes. So unless you are sure that this man has got eyes, why should you take care of? That is another ignorance. If I know the man who proposes to lead me, he is also blind, why shall I take his help?
But if he says, I am also blind, but just trying to find out the way.
Yeah. So find out the right way. Find out a man who has got the eyes.
But right, everything is right.
Everything is right. That is your misfortune. You do not know. That is
a relative
term. Because we know the right man is Krishna, everyone knows. But your misfortune, you do not accept Krishna, you accept something.
Krishna is
then
no,
accept
no
Krishna.
But
see, everyone knows.
Generally, while people, they don't go blindly. That is what the difficulty
is.
They
go
want to
blindly.
Open their eyes, they want to have opened their mind, and still they wanted to feel Krishna.
If there is doubt, why shall I accept a person who is doubtful? Why not accept a person who is without doubt? Krishna has accepted the Supreme Personality of Godhead by all acharyas. All acharyas. So why not accept Krishna? Why imitation Krishna? This Krishna, that Krishna, dhini Krishna. And that is our protection. We accept Krishna and be led by him, the path is clear.
The path is clear.
Clear. Full advertising that you are searching after some leader. Take this leader, Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. We have taken, you also take. We don't say anybody else. No. We are fool. We do not know if there is anybody. So we are fool. Let us remain like a fool like that. And tell, follow Krishna. That's all. This is Krishna karma. We don't say that I have got eyes, I have got a full knowledge. No, we don't say that. Krishna says. That's all. This is our verse. We request that you take Krishna, you will be benefited. And actually it is being done. We don't present a false person. We present the real person, Krishna. Now, if you are misfortunate, you cannot take, that is your business. That is your business.
It's open. Anybody can take.
Yes. What mission is that? Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. You speak only Krishna's words. He doesn't say your word. Your interpretation. And this is nonsense. Krishna over this. What Krishna has said, just speak. Then you become spiritual. Amar agnai guru hai ya taro yai desh. Jare dakho tare kaho. Krishna over this. Because you have become guru, you manufacture some ways and means. That is rascal. If you are guru, then you have to speak what Krishna has said. That is guru. Guru does not manufacture anything. He is not guru. Activities. People are eager to give service to the fellow man and not to the animals. How much blind they are. You see, animals have to be sent to the slaughterhouse and fellow man should be given help. This is Daridra Narayan Seva. And what this poor animal Narayan has done? because poor fund of knowledge. And here it is said that both the animal and the people should be taken care of. Who is taking care of the animals? Hundreds and thousands of animals are being slaughtered daily. Hare Krishna. Who is taking care of them? How much short-sighted they are.
See to the peace and comfort of his fellow man and the animals. The development of religious principles, economic development, and sense gratification can then be achieved without difficulty.
Yes. Today, with and Krishna. And they have written so many commentaries on the Bhagavad Gita.
Yes. Yes.
And this is the first time we are giving. Spoken, if somebody writes an ordinary book, one studies his life, his characters and everything, the authors, and these rascals will not study Krishna, and they will comment upon Krishna. You see? Nobody is interested about the life of Krishna. For the author, there is short sketch of life. But nobody writes Krishna's life. You see? Nobody writes. Therefore, they are asking us, why do this touch of writing books? They are foolish people. Why they should attempt to write books and mislead others? That is our protest. Krishna's life into big volumes.
These volumes are very short, sir.
Yeah, no, I know that. Less. But they have not written even a page about Krishna's life. And writing comments on Bhagavad Gita. Just see how much rascal they are. Not even a phrase. Rather they deny there is no Krishna. Just see how much foolish they are, and they are writing comments on Bhagavad Gita. That is our regret. Now how these rascals dare to write on Bhagavad Gita? There is danger, it is a great opportunity for remembering God. Tattena kampasu samikshamana. Kunti is to pray. Yes. Kunti said, I shall prefer the dangerous position so that you could remain with us.
Open the snake in the original
yes, Krishna is Kal, Kal, Sarpa. Kal. The time is Krishna, Kala. Therefore, he can compare with snake. Mittu sarva harascha ham. Kala means death. So, snake, meeting a snake means death. So, therefore, he can be called snake.
When Putana was taking baby Krishna on her lap, both Yashoda and Rohini were present.
Yeah. Krishna shows by example.
Would that be a young cow or a mother cow?
Any cow.
Any cow.
The child was completely washed with the urine of a cow, and the dust created by the hooves of the cow was thrown all over his body.
Okay. Kill Krishna, then all this question does not come. You see? Because they want to kill the cows. And if he worships Krishna as the Supreme, then he has to accept this principle. Therefore they want to kill Krishna.
So they can kill the cows.
transcendental body of Krishna did not require any protection. But to instruct us on the importance of the cow, the Lord was smeared over with cow dung and washed with the urine of cow, sprinkled with the dust of rain by the walking of the cow.
We shall come.
10 to 6?
No, why 10 to 6?
5:30?
At least 15:30.
How lucky those will be here. I have to go to the music and the construction of that.
Yeah, the whole Sambed is music. Gayan Tira Samada.
Yes.
Sambed is full of music. The musical sound, Sari Gama Padha.
Yes.
This is from Sambed.
Acha, Sambed?
Yes.
Is it possible to obtain technical material of theorems, way of combining notes to make a vision on Hare Krishna? And make it up
with these are the symbolic. Sari, Gama, Saraj, Rishabh, Gardhav, like that.
Yes.
Different sounds.
Yes.